5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Real ghost stories from real people. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
There's a certain kind of silence that only exists in old houses, and it settles into the walls, hangs in the air, and waits. You might call it stillness, but sometimes stillness has a pulse. Tonight we step into a quiet Pennsylvania neighborhood where one family moved into a home that seemed perfectly ordinary, until the youngest daughter began to notice what no one else could. It didn't announce itself with slamming doors or flying objects. It started with footsteps, soft, deliberate, stopping just short of being seen, something that didn't want to scare her, at least not at first. This is the story of Ellie, a teenager at the time, sensitive, intuitive, maybe too much of both, for her own good. What began as a strange sensation in her attic bedroom spiraled into a private haunting, one no one else in her family could confirm. They didn't hear the running on the stairs. They didn't feel the beds shake at night, but Ellie did, over and over again. Was it all in her head, or was something in that house singling her out, listening, watching, maybe even waiting? Let's get to the letter they write. Tony, I've only ever told a few people about this, and most of them didn't take it seriously. But I know what I experienced. I know what I felt in that house. So maybe telling you, maybe getting it all out, will finally help me understand it better. Or at least, help me let it go. I was 12 when my mom moved us into the house on Sycamore Street. It was old, but not creepy at first glance. Big wraparound porch, faded green paint. The kind of place you'd expect to see in a storybook. But I remember even the first time we pulled into the driveway, I had a sinking feeling in my stomach. It didn't make any sense. Nothing had happened. But something in me knew I didn't belong there. My sister and I were given the attic room. It was surprisingly cozy. Sloped ceilings, old wooden beams. We stayed up late that first night whispering about school and boys. We were so excited to have the attic to ourselves until the footsteps started. At first, it was faint, like someone coming up the stairs. We froze, assuming it was Mom. We shut off the light and pretended to be asleep, but no one ever came through the door. After a few minutes, I got up to peek down the stairs, but there was nothing. No one. Just an empty staircase. I shrugged it off. Maybe I was just hearing the house settling, but then it happened again. And again. That soft tread, one step at a time. Always stopping just before reaching the door. It became a pattern, always when we were talking, always when we were distracted. My sister heard it that first night, too. We even laughed nervously about it afterward, saying it was probably the cat or the wind or just old house stuff. But then one night it changed. We were mid-conversation when it started again. Only this time it didn't stop. The footsteps turned into running, not toward us, away from us. Back and forth, up and down those attic stairs like someone or something was pacing in a panic. I remember holding my breath, my heart pounding in my chest. My sister jumped into my bed and whispered, "What is that?" We didn't move. We didn't even speak again that night. Eventually, it just stopped. We must have fallen asleep listening to it. That was the last time my sister ever heard it. After that, it was just me. I tried to pretend it wasn't happening. I told myself it was nothing. But it didn't stop. The stairs creaked at odd hours. Shadows moved along the walls. And then came the bed. It didn't shake violently. It was subtle, like a low hum in the mattress. You couldn't see it move, but you could feel it, like a slow, rhythmic vibration. I remember thinking it must have been the heater or maybe the old house wiring, but it would only happen at night and only in our attic room. The first time one of my friends slept over and felt it too, I didn't say a word. I just watched her eyes widen as she whispered, "Is your bed moving?" I nodded. We didn't sleep much that night. There were other things too, small, strange things. My makeup would disappear from where I left it, not stolen, not misplaced, just gone. Then reappear days later in places I'd already searched, and in the mornings while I was getting ready for school, I'd feel something rush up behind me. I'd spin around, heart racing, but there was never anything there. It was like someone brushing past at full speed, just inches away. And I wasn't imagining it, Tony. I jumped. I dropped my eyeliner on the floor. I swear I felt the air move. I told my mom once, just once. She laughed and told me it was my imagination, that I was too old for ghost stories, but I never thought of it as a ghost. It didn't feel like that. It felt like something was playing with me. There's one more thing, something I've never been able to explain. One night I woke up to the feeling of someone pulling the covers off me. Not just a slide, pulled, like a firm tug from the end of the bed. I sat up, heart racing, expecting to see my sister, or maybe even my cat. But there was no one there. My sister was snoring in her own bed. The room was dark and still, and I was freezing. After that night, I started sleeping with the blanket wrapped tightly around me, tucked under my feet, under my chin, like it could protect me somehow. I didn't tell anyone. I didn't want the laughter again. I didn't want to be the weird one. But whatever it was, it didn't care if I told anyone. It kept going. There was one night that still haunts me more than the rest. I was asleep, and I heard a soft crinkling sound. I thought maybe it was the cat again, but it kept going. Faint, like something was moving inside a plastic bag. I sat up in bed and listened. It wasn't outside. It wasn't the wind. It was coming from inside my room. There was a shopping bag near the desk, half full of old notebooks. And that's where the sound was coming from, like something was rustling through it. Slowly, I reached for the lamp switch, heart hammering in my chest. As soon as the light clicked on, the sound stopped instantly. I sat frozen for a long time, staring at the bag. It hadn't moved. Nothing around it had. But I swear, Tony, I know something had been inside it. I didn't sleep that night. Things didn't stop just because I stayed out of my room. One night, I was downstairs using the family computer in the dining room. Everyone else had gone to bed. I remember hearing a soft, dragging sound from the kitchen, like something being pulled across the floor. I didn't think much of it. We had a new kitten, and she was always knocking things over. But when I got up for a drink later, I noticed something odd. The space heater that always sat against the far kitchen wall had been moved. Not by a little, all the way across the room, sitting near the doorway like someone had placed it there. That heater was old and bulky. There's no way our 8-week-old kitten could have moved it that far. I asked my mom the next day if she'd done it. She said no. She even seemed a little spooked, but brushed it off. I started to wonder if the house was trying to get my attention. That feeling of being watched. It was constant. It didn't matter where I was, in bed, at the desk, brushing my teeth. It was always there, like eyes on me from just outside my field of vision. I stopped sleeping through the night. I got quiet. I got jumpy. My mom thought I was just stressed. But here's the thing. No one else in my family experienced anything. Not my brother, not my sister, not even the friends who slept over regularly. Sure, some of them felt the bed shake, but the footsteps, the rushing feeling, the missing items, that was always just me. It made me question everything. Was I losing it? Was my mind doing this? I started keeping a journal, just little notes here and there, documenting every strange thing. But over time, I stopped. Because the more I wrote it down, the more real it felt. And I wasn't sure I wanted it to be real. I lived in that house until I was 17. And I swear to you, Tony, right up until the day I moved out, I felt it. That presence. That quiet heaviness in the attic, the invisible games, the things that seemed harmless, but were never explained. I'm 20 now. It's been a few years since then. I've only had a couple of weird experiences since. Nothing like that house. I still dream about it sometimes, about hearing those footsteps and knowing, even before I open my eyes, that no one should be there. I asked my mom about it again, not long ago. She just laughed and said, "You always had a wild imagination." Maybe I did. Maybe I still do. But if that's the case, why does it all still feel so real? And more than anything, why was it only me? Ellie, not my real name, but it'll do. Ellie's story is not the first time we've heard about hauntings that isolate their attention on a single person. It raises uncomfortable questions. Was Ellie chosen? Or was she simply more sensitive, more in tune with whatever lingered in that old attic? Her sister was there too, her mother, her brother. But only Ellie heard the footsteps. Only Ellie felt the blanket pulled away, the rush of something unseen behind her. From a psychological perspective, what Ellie experienced could align with something called hypnopompic hallucinations, sensory disturbances that occur upon waking. But that doesn't explain the space heater moved across the kitchen. It doesn't explain why other people, like her friends, felt the shaking beds. We could also look at the theory of suggestibility, that Ellie's unease in the house grew until it colored her perception of ordinary events. But there's another theory, one that echoes across thousands of similar stories, that some houses carry a kind of imprint. And some people, they're just better at hearing the echo. There are countless tales of spirits tied to children, playing tricks, never threatening, but never gone. Could Ellie have lived with the ghost of a child, a lost sibling, or something far older that mimicked innocence to mask intent? We may never know, but perhaps the most unsettling question isn't what was in the house. It's why it followed only her. Until next time, keep your eyes open, and if something brushes past you and no one's there, don't assume you're alone. Not yet.
Want more real ghost stories from real people? Then press subscribe now. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1. Download Rocket Money. Step 2. Link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3. Create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1. Download Rocket Money. Step 2. Link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3. Create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.